ただいまから英語リスニングテストを行います。問題用紙を開きなさい。受験番号を記入しなさい。テスト問題は1から6まであります。答えはすべて回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。英文はすべて2回繰り返して読みます。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。それでは問題1です。ロブとミホとの会話を聞いて、ミホの言葉に続くと考えられるロブの言葉として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適しているものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Hi, Miho. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm trying to open this bottle. It's so hard. Can you help me?
繰り返します。
Hi, Miho. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm trying to open this bottle. It's so hard. Can you help me?
問題2です。マイクと京子との会話を聞いて、マイクが起床した時刻として、次のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適していると考えられるものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Good morning, Kyoko. I woke up late this morning. What time is it now? I left my watch at home.
Oh, Mike, it's 8:25 now. What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up just 1 hour ago.
繰り返します。
Good morning, Kyoko. I woke up late this morning. What time is it now?I left my watch at home.
Oh, Mike, it's 8:25 now. What time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up just 1 hour ago.
問題3です。下の図はジョージとナオミが通う学校の周りの様子を示したものです。2人の会話を聞いて、ジョージの行き先として図中のあ、い、う、えのうち最も適していると考えられるものを一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Hi, Naomi. Will you go back home now?
No, I'm going to practice volleyball, George. Why?
I want to send this card to my family in America. Is there a post office near this school?
Yes, I can tell you how to get there. Now we are at the gate of the school, right? So go straight and turn right at the third corner.
Okay.
After that, go straight and you'll see a hospital in front of you. Then turn left and you'll find the post office on your right.
Thank you, Naomi. I'll go there.
繰り返します。
Hi, Naomi. Will you go back home now?
No, I'm going to practice volleyball, George. Why?
I want to send this card to my family in America. Is there a post office near this school?
Yes, I can tell you how to get there. Now we are at the gate of the school, right? So go straight and turn right at the third corner.
Okay.
After that, go straight and you'll see a hospital in front of you. Then turn left and you'll find the post office on your right.
Thank you, Naomi. I'll go there.
問題4です。トムとヨーコとの会話を聞いて、それに続く2つの質問に対する答えとして、最も適しているものをそれぞれあ、い、う、えから一つずつ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。 では始めます。
Hi, Yoko. What will you do after school today?
Hi, Tom. I will go shopping.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes, I want to buy a birthday present for my brother. I am thinking about something for playing sports.
Oh, I see. I know you are a member of the volleyball club. Does your brother play volleyball too?
No, he has played baseball and basketball for some years, and he wants to start playing soccer. Oh, you play soccer, right? Can you go shopping with me?
Okay, I will help you.
Thank you very much. Let's meet at the station at 3:30.
Question 1. What sport does Yoko's brother want to start playing? Question 2. What did Yoko ask Tom to do? Hi, Yoko. What will you do after school today?
Hi, Tom. I will go shopping.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes, I want to buy a birthday present for my brother. I am thinking about something for playing sports.
Oh, I see. I know you are a member of the volleyball club. Does your brother play volleyball too?
No, he has played baseball and basketball for some years, and he wants to start playing soccer. Oh, you play soccer, right? Can you go shopping with me?
Okay, I will help you.
Thank you very much. Let's meet at the station at 3:30.
Question 1. What sport does Yoko's brother want to start playing? Question 2. What did Yoko ask Tom to do?
ブラウン先生が英語の授業で生徒に話をしています。その話を聞いて、それに続く2つの質問に対する答えとして、最も適しているものをそれぞれ、あ、い、う、えから1つずつ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Good afternoon, everyone!Today, we will play a game in English. First, let's make groups of 4 students. I'll give each group a piece of paper. On the paper, write names of countries in the world, but the size of the countries should be larger than the size of Japan. There are small countries and large countries in the world. How about China? Is it smaller or larger than Japan?You know, it is larger than Japan, right? How about Australia? Yes, it's a huge country. Well, there are a lot of big countries in the world. So you can write many countries, but you cannot write the countries I have told you. In a group, try to find other countries and make a list of those countries.The group which writes more countries than all the other groups will win. Do you have any questions? Now, I'll give you 8 minutes.
Question 1. What should the students write on the paper? Question 2.How many countries did Mr. Brown use as the examples of the answers?
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we will play a game in English. First, let's make groups of 4 students.I'll give each group a piece of paper. On the paper, write names of countries in the world, but the size of the countries should be larger than the size of Japan. There are small countries and large countries in the world. How about China? Is it smaller or larger than Japan? You know, it is larger than Japan, right? How about Australia? Yes, it's a huge country. Well, there are a lot of big countries in the world. So you can write many countries, but you cannot write the countries I have told you. In a group, try to find other countries and make a list of those countries. The group which writes more countries than all the other groups will win. Do you have any questions? Now, I'll give you 8 minutes.
Question 1. What should the students write on the paper? Question 2. How many countries did Mr. Brown use as the examples of the answers?
問題6 です。ホワイト先生と翔太との会話を聞いて、会話の中で述べられている内容と合うものを、次のあ、い、う、えから一つ選び、回答欄の記号を丸で囲みなさい。では始めます。
Hi, Shota. You were not in my English class yesterday. What happened?
I'm sorry, Ms. White. I had a cold yesterday.
Oh, are you okay now?
Yes, I'm fine now, thank you. Ms. White, what did I miss? Do we have homework?
No, I didn't give any homework, but the students learned some important English expressions about numbers.
About numbers?
Yes, they learned how to express big numbers over 1,000. For example, we say 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, but we don't say 1,000,000. We say 1,000,000.
Wow, that sounds difficult.
They are not difficult, but they are very important. So I will give students a test about them in the next lesson. You should ask your classmates and study for it.
Okay, I will.
You can come to see me any time if you have any questions. You are always welcome.
Thank you, Ms. White.
Hi, Shota. You were not in my English class yesterday. What happened?
I'm sorry, Ms. White. I had a cold yesterday.
Oh, are you okay now?
Yes, I'm fine now, thank you. Ms. White, what did I miss? Do we have homework?
No, I didn't give any homework, but the students learned some important English expressions about numbers.
About numbers?
Yes, they learned how to express big numbers over 1,000. For example, we say 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, but we don't say 1,000,000. We say 1,000,000.
Wow, that sounds difficult.
They are not difficult, but they are very important. So I will give students a test about them in the next lesson. You should ask your classmates and study for it.
Okay, I will.
You can come to see me any time if you have any questions. You are always welcome.
Thank you, Ms. White.
これで英語リスニングテストを終わります。